Surah Al-Azab, verse 59. O Prophet, tell your wives and your daughters and the women of the believers to draw their outer garments over themselves. That is more suitable so that they will be recognized and not abused. And ever is Allah forgiving and merciful. Context of the verse. This verse was revealed in Medina when Muslim society was becoming more organized and new ethical and social rules were established. At the time, Muslim women were subjected to harassment by some individuals who aimed to harm or mock them. This verse provides guidance on how women can protect themselves from such mistreatment while publicly maintaining their identity as believing women. Breakdown and meaning of the verse A. O Prophet, tell your wives and your daughters and the women of the believers. The instruction is directed to the Prophet Muhammad to address not only his household but also all believing women. This establishes that the command applies universally to all Muslim women, ensuring that it is not restricted to the Prophet's family. It emphasizes that every believing woman is included in this guidance, regardless of her status or relation to the Prophet. B. To draw their outer garments over themselves. The phrase refers to the command for women to wear an outer garment, such as a cloak or large covering, when they are in public. This garment serves to conceal their bodies and appearance, minimizing attention from non-related men, non-mahram. The goal is to protect a woman's modesty and prevent any inappropriate interaction or objectification. The outer garment mentioned here is intended to cover a woman's beauty and prevent her from drawing unnecessary attention. While the specific type of garment may vary by culture, the essence remains that it should ensure modesty by concealing the shape and adornments of the body, nisa, that is more suitable so that they will be recognized and not abused. This part of the verse highlights the dual purpose of the outer garment, recognition. By dressing modestly, believing women are identified as followers of Islamic teachings. This public display of faith serves as a marker of their identity and commitment to Allah's commands. Protection from abuse. The verse acknowledges a social reality where women might face harassment. Dressing in a modest and dignified manner helps reduce unwanted attention, serving as a deterrent against those who may wish to harm or harass. This guidance reflects the wisdom of protecting women in public spaces and ensuring that their safety and dignity are upheld. And ever is Allah, forgiving and merciful. The verse concludes with a reminder that Allah is forgiving and merciful. This indicates that even if someone has previously fallen short of observing these guidelines, they can seek forgiveness and start anew by adhering to Allah's commandments. Key lessons and principles from the verse: modesty as a universal principle. The command for women to wear an outer garment reflects the importance of modesty in Islam, not only for spiritual reasons, but also for practical social benefits. Public identity as a believing woman. The verse encourages Muslim women to be proud of their faith and identity, using modest dress as a means to represent their commitment to Islamic values. Protection and safety. Islam recognizes the need for practical measures to ensure women's safety in society. Dressing modestly is part of the larger framework of maintaining dignity and avoiding situations that could lead to harm or harassment. Timeless application. While the style of clothing may differ across cultures and contexts, the principle of modesty remains applicable for all times and places. The goal is to fulfill the spirit of the command by dressing in a way that maintains modesty and reduces exposure to inappropriate behavior. practical implications for today. Flexibility in attire. The verse provides the general command to wear an outer garment, but it does not prescribe a specific style of fabric. Muslim women can adopt clothing appropriate to their culture as long as it ensures modesty and covers the required parts of the body. Addressing modern challenges. The principle of modesty remains relevant, even in modern societies where social norms may differ. Muslim women are encouraged to adhere to Islamic guidelines and avoid compromising their values under societal pressure. Recognition and empowerment. Wearing modest attire is not just a form of protection, but also a way for Muslim women to proudly express their faith and identity, challenging societal expectations that focus on physical appearance. Conclusion. Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 59, provides clear guidance on modesty and protection for Muslim women. The verse emphasizes the importance of covering the body with an outer garment to safeguard dignity, prevent harassment, and publicly identify oneself as a believer. The command remains relevant for all times, reminding Muslims that Allah's laws are timeless and beneficial. While specific styles of modest clothing may vary, the underlying principle of modesty and protection remains essential for Muslim women in every era. This verse reflects Allah's care and mercy, guiding believers toward a life of honor, safety, and spiritual fulfillment.